1 January, the 18th, so February.
Oh, so there's two meetings prior to the expiration.
So I'll just make the point that nobody can hand in an application between now and then either way.
No.
So that argument can go either way, really. And I just, I guess personally, I'm more concerned that it just ought to be, the whole ought to be plugged for sure now. And then we can come back and make the changes we want to make. That's my feeling. I don't have any problem coming back in February, but I just assume plug the hole right now while the water's leaking out of the dam.
And so.
You know, before somebody forgets.
The concern is if we change it from 20, then we may not get an appealing proposal that would allow for affordable housing. The way it sits right now, where it sits at 20, no one is required, incented, or in reality will submit any affordable housing at that density. They will submit to maximize their profits.
Right.
And so if we change it to lower, then we can spend valuable time left in the moratorium to figure out what can we do to incent affordable housing above and beyond that hole that we're plugging at five units per acre or lower. That's my take is let's.
And my.
Stop.
My problem with tonight and the reason that I second that and agree with that is because I don't know if I'm at five or one. I don't know if I'm at 10. You know what I mean? I really want a little more time for me.
It's really a question.
Need a little bit more time to look into what does that mean? What does your proposal at one mean? What does your, you know, where.
And I know you want, I know you want more time, but my thinking is, you know, I'm supportive of the idea of commercial on the bottom with space on top. And I'm supportive of the idea of, for sure, like a mom and pop type arrangement. Hey, we're running the business downstairs. Great, more power to you. I'm really supportive of that, and one allows for that. Going beyond that, I know there's things I'd support and things I might worry about. And five would allow some I would maybe worry about. So I'm kind of thinking, you know, let's start there. And then when we start to talk about incentives, I think that's a really good place to start. So that's my thinking.
Michael.
But it's okay if you need more time. That's fine. I understand.
Mayor, if I can ask just a quick question of Mike. Michael, and you may not have this, so I'm not, apologize putting you on the spot. So the actual initial proposal for the village, right, pre-creative zone change solution.
Oh, sure, you guys, just leave when it gets good.
Oh, come on.
Merry Christmas.
So, Michael, that initial proposal, if you just took the C2 portion and the number of units, right, that they were able to fit onto that, what was that density? Do you have that number or?
Yeah, just the C2 zone.
Just the C2 only?
And so what they proposed, from what I recall, was like 14 or 15 units per acre. So they could have had higher density, and they made that very clear when they were going through the process, but it was pretty intense.
Now, is that 14 based on the gross acreage, which includes the commercial?
Commercial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in the staff report, it was very clear on the densities, and so you can see exactly what was allowed in the R1, was the R1 15, R1 11, R1 22. That was all segregated out, and everything was placed on site based off of those densities. But down in the commercial zone, it was 14 or 15, right in that range.
Okay.
Any further discussion on the motion? Okay, I'm going to call for the vote. I'm going to start with JC.
I think I'd go with an A on it.
Jeff?
Nay.
Kevin?
Let's see where this goes. Nay.
Nay. Steve?
Aye.
Doesn't matter.
I know, but I have to call for it. Okay, so that motion failed, and I'll accept a new motion.
It would have been more drama if you had called on Kevin last, so for the next time.
I try to break it up.
Yeah, we would have.
Nice privilege.
Break the tie, Kevin. Break the tie. All right.
Yeah, our audience could have stayed.
I'll take another motion.
happy to make a motion, Jeff. I'd be happy if you made one too. Whatever feels good to you.
I liked my motion, you guys. Dang.
I did too.
Me too.
All right. Jeff or JC or whoever.
Well, I'm looking.
The bottom line is I'd go with either thing Jeff would say, so I'll let him figure out what he wants to propose.
The density?
Yeah, if what you said was we'll just in mixed use, we'll just make it as though it were a
R17. Yeah, so probably down to 5 per acre is what it was.
5 gross, right?
Yeah, so you had an acre, you'd have your 20% commercial, and then you got
+5.
And I understand that, but again, I'm scratching my head going, wait a minute, this is commercial area.
Yeah.
And you want the same density.
So
we want less density because we want more commercial.
Well, it's the same density as the surrounding area is what he's proposed.
Right.
And so one was based off of that, and the original, a number of years ago, Midway Code allowed for R17 residential and commercial zones, but that was taken out about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing was just looking at other cities' mixed-use codes. There was quite a range, but kind of the one you'd see quite often for kind of a smaller town was kind of in the 5 to 7 range. And so we tried to match that. So we found a number of codes that had that range.
And so maybe that is the right answer. Like Lisa says, I'm not sure about that, but I am sure I'd rather plug the hole for sure. Good now.
Let me ask.
One other thing, just to float out there, and I apologize we're making this more complicated, but this magical number of 20% commercial, my perception of it, especially with the village proposal, is that with this 80-20, to get 20 units to the acre, you have to do the 20% commercial, is the residential was the primary focus of this, of the developer. Not the
seems
commercial.
Like it's almost
and
always that way.
Yeah.
So it just kind of begs the question, are we given too much residential and needing, as everyone's saying, more commercial? This is separate and aside, which still needs to be addressed, the density, but how much percentage of commercial needs to be provided to get the residential?
That was my question.
Now, having said that, I'm just to throw out, for example, numbers, if we were to increase it hypothetically from 20 to 40% and still give them what they got on the village at 5 units to the acre, you're going to end up with a more potentially intense use, because the residential will still be the same, 143 units, but now they got more commercial,
mm-hmm.
right? They're going to pack in the commercial. So it's just a whole nother layer issue, I think, that's long-term should be explored on this, is what is the real number? I don't know necessarily if 20 is that magical number.
That's my concern.
Because you leave that small amount, right? It's kind of low-hanging fruit for a developer to come in here, wants to, sell residential units. They can get in and get out.
You want to change that vote on the last motion?
But the problem that I have with it is we don't have that much commercial left. And if people come in and pack it in at 5 with residential, that's cutting our commercial as well.
Because
that 20% is a lot less. And we're losing our commercial space.
Well,
and it's the only one we've got.
And increase your percentage.
Yeah. But that was my question before he started to talk, is I just think that the affordable housing stuff aside, I'm concerned about discounting and cutting our commercial, because we don't have that much left to get a commercial base.
That's right. Residential is going to grow.
Yeah, residential is going to just go crazy.
It's
no
made it too
what.
Easy for someone to take C2 and do primarily residential.
That's my biggest concern.
Okay,
what's your motion now then?
One kind of point of order is we noticed it specifically for the density issue and not the 20% commercial issue.
Yeah, I don't think we should attempt to address that.
And when we use certain code text amendments, we have to notice in the paper on an 8-page app. And this is one of those things that would require that. We did do that for the density, but we'd have to make that same noticing effort for the 20%.
We need to do that because it's all, that's important.
Michael's point is tonight, the motion can only be about density. And then we can revisit. We still may do a notice of ordinance change in the end because we still have particulars we have to work out. But in the meantime, what are you guys thinking?
I hate to go back and forth on this, but the more I think about it, if we only plug what addressing the residential is only plugging one hole, and it still leaves the hole open of primarily someone encouraged to do residential, and commercial is a second thought, that I'm thinking more and more, even if it's a short-term solution like we're talking about potentially for the residential, that we do so on the commercial until we kind of figure that out.
That's just
my kind of gut thought.
I'm prepared to make a motion that we adopt this ordinance, which would be 2021-41, as written, except that in order for us to protect the commercial, we would reduce it to one unit per acre. However, just note in my motion that we're still analyzing the impact on our commercial space and what our needs are, and our need for affordable housing and a variety of housing. And we may want to change that number. We may not. It is important to protect our commercial space, and we also don't necessarily. I'll just leave it at that. It's necessary for us as a city to be very careful about protecting our commercial space, and so that's what we would do tonight. Let's see what happens with the motion.
Okay, so we have a motion to lower the number to one. House to
one unit per acre.
So here would be my question, using round numbers, if that house were 20,000 square feet, then they would have to have how much commercial space?
2,000.
No, 4,000.
4,000.
A lot of commercial space, 4,000 square feet.
Yeah, but how many houses are going to be 20,000 square feet?
I suppose someone could bring that proposal. Seems
unlikely. That's a possibility. Someone could get an acre on Main Street and build a great big house with a small restaurant in front of it or something.
I think you're creating a bigger hole than you perceive there is now.
I don't agree. I don't think anyone's going to bring that forward, and I think we'll do better as we figure it out.
Okay.
We can have discussion on the motion. Maybe I'll amend it.
Yeah. But to be clear, the motion is one house per acre.
At this time.
Okay.
We can see if there's a second. We can have some discussion.
Okay. Is there a second to this motion?
Just a second.
I do have to ask one clarification. Well, and I should explain this. We have three categories now. If you remember, we created a third category with the code text amendment for properties over 25 acres. So I think we need to include that also. So not only the properties over 1 acre, but the properties over 25 also down to 1 unit. Does that sound agreeable? It would catch both those two large-scale mixed-use projects.
I think so. I'm not sure I understand what you're meaning.
Yeah, so there's a category for less than an acre, a category from 1 acre to 25 acres, and a category from 25 acres and above.
So in any of them, it's one per acre.
That would be your motion, any of them.
Yeah, okay. I could live with that.
Okay. We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion.
Yeah, let's have discussion. Is what do we think of that motion?
Why am I drawing a blank? I had a question. Sorry. Let me think.
So if you have 25 acres, you can put 25 residences.
20.
Oh, 20.
Yeah. And we created this third category because of the village code text amendment.
Why 20?
Because we had to, if you're above 25 acres, then you don't need to count the garages as part of your 28 square. That's what that's about.
Thing came in.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying if he goes to one per acre, you can only have 20 residences?
In the commercial zone.